Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We have hit February. We'll be airing this February the 2nd Monday, and we're still finishing up our sessions on forgiveness and reconciliation. So we have interesting few things to cover as we finish this up. Important things to cover, because remember, relationships are tricky. And if we remember that the world is characterized and dominated by self-centered people, what God calls, you know, in the carnal or in the flesh, including believers.
Right. And including us at times. Anytime we shift our gaze from Him, we are right there in that very description.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And we've had lots of
discussions about, remember that life with God is in the kingdom of God. In order to be in the kingdom of God, I have to surrender my will, deny self, take up the cross, follow Him in the resurrection. And if I'm going to follow Him, I have to be a sheep who hears His voice. Mm-hmm. Guide me, lead me, because it's a path. See, it's not a sense of a set of principles, you know, just behave to those principles, which we can't do anyway, but it's a path, and let me, God speaking, give it to you, including transforming you in your heart, that your heart now reflects my nature. So like we've been talking about forgiveness. See, it's not something you go do, because I talk to people, have you forgiven? You know, they talk about the situation. Have you forgiven that person? Oh, yeah, yeah, I've forgiven them. Okay. And then you talk to them a little bit further and you see that hard energy against that person. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I know you said you performed, I forgave them, but you haven't in your heart, because you still are angry, you still are frustrated, you're still hard, and you don't want to do anything with this person. You actually want to take vengeance. And so you haven't forgiven them.
Right.
So it's not about, am I supposed to? Yep. Does the Bible say I'm supposed to? Yep. Have I? I said I did. Mm-hmm. But the question is, did you really forgive them?
See? Yeah. And even what you're talking about right there, I'll just highlight, because so often we do this, honestly, with all kinds of sin patterns in our life. We look at behavior modification rather than heart transformation.
Right.
And so what you're talking about is behavior modification. Okay, I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to stand in the room with them and I'll talk to them with respect. But my heart is still really torn up over this. It is still, okay. And just recognizing, okay, you know what? All I really have done is stepped into behavior modification. And that's not going to bring me the freedom that God desires. Therefore, I need to let Him walk me into the heart transformation that comes with it, which often is layer by layer by layer.
Glory by glory by glory. And that it's us walking with Him in the kingdom. And we have the opportunity to not. See, we can exit. Mm-hmm. Go back to the flesh. He said, remember in Romans, you have put to death the power of the Holy Spirit. You have lived now at enmity against God and you cannot please Him, you know, because mm-hmm. we're now operating back in the flesh. So we're not immune from that. So one of the, and this is why forgiveness, reconciliation, and the whole issue of relationships is so critical. He said, because it's a wonderful indicator. Are you walking with me? Mm-hmm. And he said, think of it in three fundamental steps and characteristics. Number one, have you gone to forgiveness to this party? Because I already have.
Right.
And that means you could talk to them with honor and respect, and you're not irritated by even thinking about them or being in their presence, because you truly have forgiven them. Now, you haven't reconciled yet. That's number two. Mm-hmm. Have you invited them, made an attempt with honor and respect to process the truth, and have they taken it? If they have you worked it all the way through without sacrificing the truth? Mm-hmm. To say, okay, I'm glad that you're sorry, and what you've recommended here or said you are going to do differently is acceptable to me, and I feel good about it. We're resolved. We're mm-hmm. reconciled. We're good. Okay, number three is when number two, reconciliation, is not either happening or going to happen, which again, because we're surrounded by self-centered people, we're going to have a lot of those situations where it could be in, you know, church, even church dynamics. You know, there can be people in power that can manipulate, control, and come against you. It could be in your local HOA. I had a situation like that, you know, and I actually became a board member and had lots and lots of manipulation of people who are trying to control things, not in accordance with what's good for the HOA. It's because of their self-centeredness.
Right.
And there's nothing I could do about that. And so, and they personally came against me because I did stand up and say, that's not right. Well, I got a problem. Mm-hmm. And they're not reconciling because they don't even want to talk about it. They don't even care.
Right.
Business. I've had business situations. I've had, you know, friend situations, family situations. They just don't care. And they're going to keep doing what they're doing. They're going to keep hurting you. They're going to not resolve the line of justice they crossed. And we've talked about, what do you do in that scenario? And he said, well, don't take vengeance. I want you to go live in freedom. I want you to get out of the way because vengeance is mine and I will set it straight. And they are cursed at the moment because they're not willing to process anything with you. And they've rejected you. They rejected me, God speaking. And bless them by praying that they would wake up and recognize what they're doing. And through maybe other circumstances say, you know what, I'd like to walk back with God. And God would say, well, then you need to go, you know, set this straight. But in the meantime, they're not. So I'm not reconciled, but they're still impacting me in a negative way, which could be manipulation, control, the way they treat me, the harshness of it, the control of it, the power of it. And I'm suffering the consequences of that. Okay, so here's the question. We've said God will resolve it. And when we get to this point in discussions with people, they have a natural question. Well, what do you mean by that?
Right.
Because it looks to me, they're saying, it's not resolvable because they're not willing to reconcile. And yet they're still hurting me. I'm getting impacted. I'm the one getting whacked. And they don't care. So this doesn't bother them at all. And I'm the one that's bothered because I'm getting impacted by it because they have the control over me.
Right.
So what do you mean you're going to reconcile it? Okay. So first of all, God says, I will resolve it for you. And resolution for me means I can do, there's two things. I can live in freedom and no longer let this impact me at all, which I have to then understand what that means, including maybe letting it go.
Right.
And this could even be, let's say, a friend of yours in church and they hurt you and they don't want to reconcile. They don't want to do anything with you. And letting it go would be, you know what? You don't need to spend any more time with this person. There's no value to that. It's not that important to you. So let it go. In other words, and Paul says it in Philippians 3:13, let the former things go and leave those behind and press on to the high calling of Christ Jesus. And when it means leave it behind, just means I don't think about it anymore.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. In other words, can you be okay with not reconciling? And God says, well, I am. So you can be too. And so let it go. Okay. What about when they're still hurting me? Because they're still somewhere in my circle, family, business, HOA, you know, they're people I can't get not to be around and they're influencing what I do. And they're still hurting me. What do I do? He says, well, I want to bring you freedom. And number two is I'm going to put you in a position where this no longer hurts you and no longer impacts you because I've got to show you how to put yourself there so that it doesn't. And I need wisdom in that. So if you would read James 1:5-8, because now we're needing specific, what we call rhema. I've done and I've processed everything you've told me to do. And I'm at a point where I'm still getting harmed by this person or what they're doing. What do I do? And there's no biblical place I should do A, B, or C. I need specific steps unique to my situation. And by the way, what that means is this, and we got to be careful with this. You can't systematize it. So like I've shared a lot of my story about the boundaries that I set up with my mom. And people say, well, help me set up, you know, the same boundary. Wait, stop. No, it's unique. Now, boundaries is good, but how it's going to play out for you and your situation is unique to you. You need God's wisdom.
Right.
Absolutely. To know what steps do I take and how do I process that set of boundaries unique to my situation mm-hmm. with the people that I'm involved with. So don't ever let it make a system. It's unique to the moment, which I need wisdom. So go read James 1, 5 to 8.
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Yep. So we need wisdom. Father, what steps are you going to do? What do you want me to do to get to a position where this no longer harms me?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all you got to do is ask me. I'll give it to you. He says generously, liberally, and the word there means with great accuracy and in mm-hmm. Detail. And I'll give you the wisdom, and you can trust that I'll give you the wisdom. And all you got to do is believe I will give you the wisdom.
Right.
You don't even have to believe what I'll say because you may have to process that, but you got to believe it. So what we do, and this is where you would bring your spouse or your inner circle with you and say, here's a real sticky scenario.
Mm-hmm.
This person is hurting me. They have power over me. They're harming me. They're impacting me. I need wisdom. Would you go with me to receive the wisdom?
Right.
Okay. Now, when we seek wisdom, what are we asking God to do?
To show us his will, to show us where to step, how to move.
You got to tell us. You got to tell us. We got to hear it. Mm-hmm. We have to process that. So now we go into a different mode of the focus isn't on reconciliation because that's already, that's what we have to come to a conclusion about. No, that's not going to happen. Okay, well then how do I get in a position where I'm no longer harmed by this person? And it's harm both materially and it's harm, emotionally. I've had a couple of business situations where, the people in power were harming and doing things unjustly, and I'm being impacted at both materially and emotionally. And I'm in a position, because I don't control it, I can't just, let's say business governance to do something. I'm in a position where I can't really do anything per se. Mm-hmm. I can't even leave it at the moment because I'm in it. Okay, so what do I need?
You need some wisdom, that's for sure.
I know you're going to resolve it. And so show me, what to do with this. And so we start praying and God says, okay, in this scenario, first of all, he says, go back to the truth that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will set it straight. I need you to believe that so that you have freedom going forward, that justice will be served and injustice will not prevail. So mm-hmm. I want you to believe that. And I want you to come to freedom about that. Okay, number two is here's how I want you to function with, which could be all the way from accept, the lack of what they owe you or what they should be giving you, and I will make it up to you in a different way. So release it. Or, I'm going to have to separate you from this. Now, I don't want you to go do it on your own. Let me guide you into how you separate from this and trust that the resolution is to take you away from that conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they've harmed you financially, I'll make it up to you in a different way. And by the way, this may take a while.
Mm-hmm.
So do you understand I'm going to separate you? Let me do it. Relax in the meantime. Give it your best in the meantime. Do not let their things that they do impact your heart
mm-hmm.
because you recognize what it is. And wait for me to fulfill what I'm about ready to fulfill. And I'll show you that. And we'll take the steps to get there. And I'll show you. And he says, and you've said it before, is it's about your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following him or are you wrapped up in the problem?
Absolutely.
It's a real problem. It's not pleasant. It's not right. Shouldn't be that way at all. It should be pleasant and profitable, and it's not. So how are you going to resolve this? Well, I'm going to mm-hmm. do this, and this, and you'll come to a point where in the meantime, I want you to not be so focused on it, one, and there'll be a moment when I'm going to separate you and it'll be over with.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, when that happens, you'll recognize that you'll value that more than the loss of the money that was due to you because you'll know that I'm going to make it up to you, one, but you no longer are in the middle of that conflict.
Right.
And I can tell you when it happened, that's exactly how it happened. It's like, oh my gosh, how fantastic is this that mm-hmm. I don't even have to deal with this anymore. Now, what they did isn't right and I have a consequence to me financially, but God says, no, I'll make that up to you. Don't worry.
Right.
don't you recognize how beautiful it is that you no longer have that conflict because I took you out of it? Because I can give you the wisdom, you know, to do it. With my mom and other people, situations as I'll give you boundaries. And that's usually, particularly with family, it's going to be involving boundaries. And the question is that you ask, and I ask this, what do I do knowing that I can't escape being around that person?
Right.
And the dynamic is the way that they treat me is awful and they control and manipulate and cause me consternation. You know, what do I do? So the question I usually ask people is to say, okay, what would it look like? First of all, what is the cause of it? And then what happens? And what would it look like for you to move to a different place so that it doesn't impact you anymore? You know, I had, I had a couple who were around relatives and there was a brother that was always taking his sister away into a room and then starting to whack her with all this stuff. And you can imagine that that's every single time. So right. guess what that person, I don't want to go.
Right.
I know what's going to happen. It happens. I get whacked. I hate it. I'm sick of it, but I can't do anything about it. You know, and God says, well, yeah, you can.
Let me show
so
you.
So I said, okay, so it happens when he takes you away. Think about, pray through what would be a good thing to do at that moment so that he can't fulfill what he's going to do. And she, you know, she processed it through and said, well, it's not to be alone with him. Exactly. Okay, what would that look like? And then they prayed and prayed and God gave him wisdom and insight. And she said, oh, you know what? I can come up with a reason. Hey, I got to go do. And I said, your husband can assist you. When he notices it, hey, honey, we have to go do this or we have to go there and then just, you know, just avoid ever being alone in that scenario. And that's the boundary that they set up.
Right.
And it was, okay, try it out. How did it go? She said, it worked. I said, well, keep doing it. And pretty soon, interesting enough, I said, what'll happen, this happened with me and my mom, that person will actually stop even trying to attempt to get you alone. Because it, and it's not like, do you understand what I'm doing? No, it's, they're not getting what is contributing to their, let's say, unhealthiness.
Right.
And they recognize, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do something different. And then over time, he lessened, you know, trying to get her alone. So the boundary is unique, father. And the question is really simple. What do you want to do? And what do you want me to do so that I don't have to be exposed to this constant hurt and problem from this person that is controlling me? And God says, I'll give you the wisdom. I'll give you the clarity, the steps, you and your spouse, you and your inner circle, you try it. And I knew this when I did this with my mother is that I wasn't sure if it was going to work, you know, in terms of we said we could be with her 2 nights and 3 days. And can I handle that knowing what she's going to do? And then not, and while I'm there, not let it impact my heart. I just let it go over me. And don't engage. I wasn't sure, you know, if that was gonna be it. Or she could have said, "Hey, I know you're coming here a few weeks before Christmas, but unless you come here at Christmas, I'm not gonna ever, you know, see you again." She could have said that, and then I would have said, "Okay, now what?" Because I'm not. God already said, "No, you're not. You're not to bring your kids and your family into that exposure." No, the answer is no. I have an answer for you if you let it. And by the way, the story's not over, you know. So it's not that God sets up a here's a boundary, go try it, and it's absolutely going to work. It's like test it out and let me keep tweaking it so that you come to a position where, you know what, I'm not impacted by this anymore. And you're free of it. And what happened with us, and has happened with this couple, is I knew I was going to see my mom, you know, 3 or 4 times a year. I didn't dread it. I did get prepared for it. I didn't know how to do it. And in between, and this is what Linda and I purposely did. When we left, we said, hallelujah, we're free. And we don't even have to worry about this for another 3 or 4 months. So we're not. And by the way, we would call her once a month and we'd have conversation, never about serious stuff, surfacey stuff. And we'd go again. And then, hey, it's over. And so it didn't bother us because we recognized, you know what? We're free of that. So we don't need to be obsessed by this.
Right.
We can just live in freedom. It's resolved for us. And God says, it could be short term, could be long term, could be something I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in a position where the resolution will be you are no longer being hurt by this person. And you can trust it. And again, if anybody is in that boat and you want to help, let's help you. Kathy and I are happy to help you with this. And you can, I just had a situation with, you know, somebody that emailed us, and there was a scenario with a mother-in-law, potential mother-in-law, and it was going to be really sticky.
Mm.
And we just, hey, let's just pray for wisdom and let's see what God would say, and he'll show you what to do and how to do it. And it need not cause you to be in consternation. And we mm-hmm. did, and God gave him, and it was fun to experience God's answer that only God can provide.
Right.
And then we say, oh, wow, that, you know what, that's there it is. Go that way, you know, and God says, I'll resolve it for you. And think of the bookend here. I've forgiven that person 100% of the time, all the time. I need you to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see if this reconciliation may or may not. If the answer is no, 100% of the time, I'll resolve it for you so you aren't in a position to keep being hurt.
Right.
And I can do it.
I love that. One of the things, a phrase that just was repeating as you were talking is curiosity. Curiosity of what God is going to do goes with this verse. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And I think of Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty things you do not know.
Yeah.
But that curiosity of, okay, I'm coming from a place of knowing God is faithful, that God will resolve, that God will lead, and he'll bring resolution for me because I'm his child. So it's curiosity based on God's faithfulness. And if we can begin to turn our focus to that when we hit these sticky places, when we hit these difficulties, to instead of, oh my goodness, my eye is on the storm and this is so bad, to looking again, we've talked about good eyes before, getting our focus back on God. And God, you are faithful. Because you are faithful, I know that you will resolve this. What do you have to say? And it's just right. That fostering curiosity. I think just a good question to put out here for people to maybe process this week with God is, what do I need to do in my life to foster a spirit of curiosity with God?
Mm-hmm.
What are some new, you know, a lot of times as we're coming into the new year, I know we're February now, but we're still kind of at the beginning of it. Things we want to be thinking about is, okay, God wants to grow me. He wants to walk me into something new. And part of that for somebody may be this year, this idea of curiosity. What do I need to do? What is a new system or a new response that you could give me, God, that would lead me to curiosity, to a hunger for you, to a seeking for you with expectation that changes how this year goes forward? Because suddenly I am approaching the things that are going on around me with curiosity of how God will resolve, rather than frustration or angst at what's going on around me.
Yeah. And this is, again, where you also need inner circle
mm-hmm.
to, community to assist you. Because when people, you know, that I'm working with, my question is really simple is, you know, have you come to that place where you're resolved with it? You know, and you don't mm-hmm. need, it says that poor evil, you don't need to put up with this. I know right. that God has an answer. Have you received it? You know, and mostly mm-hmm. you're not quiet, and okay, well, then let's keep going. There's more to it. God will resolve. And that's what we're trying to show here, is that he'll resolve every one of them 100% of the time, all the time, at some level, so that you are no longer impacted by what those unhealthy people are doing, and you're not obsessed by it or bothered by it, and right. you can still be in the same place with them, which is interesting. You know, and so Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of all that. We do pray. We know a lot of people are in situations where I don't know how you're going to resolve it. And we just pray that, as Kathy suggested, that they have a healthy curiosity to seek wisdom, to say, well, Father, what would you say about this? How would you lead me and guide me for what you would like to do, so that I no longer have to be impacted by this negative thing and this unhealthy person? And so we pray that we will seek it, we'll receive it, and then let you guide us to the freedom of that. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, listeners. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.